Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good. Andy Bucker is getting ready for these holidays on this glorious Tuesday. Like my man Russ just left out here, his slogan is "Getting late, fellas." All right, it's getting late, man. Y'all better hurry up if you finish all your stuff.
Yeah,
it's going to get to getting.
Yeah, I hope.
I mean, going to get to getting now.
If you don't have it yet, I hope at least you know where you're getting it from,
or you know what it is.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Like wake up, like, oh damn, I knew.
Don't just now start planning, because that's how you end up with something pretty.
Yeah, man.
You know, would you get me?
Yeah, dog. I'm all over this year, dude. Every time she said something, but I always talk about my wife. She's just so annoying because. Like, she want this new thing, right? And I'm like, I ain't nobody getting that. Now, no, I'm going to get it because Christmas, she mentioned it. I'll be damn her ass don't walk in with it.
Oh.
Right? Come on, man.
Come on.
She's like, what? I was like, can anybody do, like, can a brother, like, you want some boxes in the tree too, I'm assuming.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, unbelievable.
During the month of December, when you say, I want that.
That usually means I'm going to get it.
Yeah, well, just pause, you know? Wait.
Yeah.
If you don't get it, then go for it in January.
And then old little slick ass Samson think he's slick because he, like, where I usually hide the gifts at, like, I put, like, a little trap or a little something that if you move it, I know your ass is in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I done moved all the, presents now, but his little ass.
You caught him.
Oh, caught, because he at home by himself. So, Kai and them, so I go down there this morning. I'd be damned, but that little thing, I was like, okay, I got your ass.
That's such
and
a,
I got him
so
because
great.
There wasn't nothing in there.
Right.
Yeah, I got his
right,
little
but the thing was moved.
I got his little ass.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
He probably didn't even know that it was
you
moved.
You been out in that basement? Uh-oh. Gave him that look. Well, you see anything? No. All right, then. All right. Don't make me put the coals in there. All right. Don't make. I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Put coals in the stocking.
It would be good.
And everything like that.
Yeah. Just let them think for a few minutes. Actually, you know what? You were on the naughty list this year.
Yeah, man. Because I tried to be the master one. Because mama wraps. My mother wraps perfect gifts. Mm. My wife wraps perfect gifts. Mm-hmm. And I was always the one that tried to sneak the little corner when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And boy.
They're going to catch you.
They're going to catch you.
Mm-hmm.
You try to set it up and put it on the bottom where the little corner was, where you tried to peel off to see what's in that thing. Mama didn't play with it. Didn't play it. But yeah. I was like, think you damn slick, man. This ain't my first rodeo, bruh.
That's Lily's favorite thing to tell Jack this month is you're going to get a lump of coal. In your stocking. Like, you don't get to decide that.
You don't get to decide that.
That's mean. He also doesn't even really know what that means, but he kind of does.
Right.
Like, when you're telling him he's bad and being bad, he knows what that means.
Right.
Come on, pump. We're uplifters, you know? We're not trying to make people feel bad about themselves this time of year. I remember when I was a little kid, My brother's name is Cole.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And he didn't understand what that meant. Lump of coal in your stocking. So he told my other brother, Ryan, that if he kept being bad, he was going to get a lump of Ryan in his stocking, which is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I was like, it actually would be a way better threat if right. it wasn't just a little piece of dirty coal.
Right.
If Santa actually took a chunk out of you and put it in your stocking. Yeah, that'd probably make you act
better. Yeah, man.
Santa's going to come cut you up.
But I never understood the coal.
It's a little bit scarier.
I never understood the coal aspect of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, never understood what that
would be. I don't know where it originated, but I don't want any.
No, I don't. I don't.
But although, you know, big green egg, lump charcoal, not bad for cooking with.
Okay.
Now I'll take some.
Yeah, I mean.
that bag of chunk charcoal oak's not cheap.
No, it's not, dude.
At Ace Hardware or wherever you get it.
No, it's not.
Yeah. A lump of coal now actually is pretty good once you get 40.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm telling you, that's the only thing about it. I was like, what the hell? Because when I first got it, they were like, you got to use lump coal. I'm like, what the hell is lump coal? I ain't never heard damn no damn lump coal before.
Yeah.
I heard old charcoal.
I guess it burns different. I don't know.
I heard of charcoal.
I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah, but that was my biggest thing. It's like, I don't know what that. You can't use lighter fluid. Really?
Yeah, you can.
No, can't do none of that.
Yeah, you can.
You got to just get there, get them damn charcoal fire starters, and pray to God that the temperature gets right.
Yeah, you can, though, because I had to.
What?
I was like, this damn temperature won't get hot enough. On Thanksgiving, I couldn't get the temperature high enough. I was like, all right, to hell with it. Get that charcoal in there. I had it all perfectly laid out, the fire starters, and I got one of those little, like, it's almost like a hair dryer, but it's supercharged, you know, so it gets the fire going. I was like, come on, this is taking forever.
Yeah.
Let me do the old school way.
Yeah. Put some chocolate, put some lighter fluid on it.
Then you put the lighter in there and you got to back up real fast before it burns your eyebrows off.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
you can't. Don't let them lie to you. They're just trying to make you spend more money. You know what I mean?
I think.
Because those fire starters aren't cheap either.
No, they're not.
And those little electric fire things aren't cheap either.
Everything about the thing.
Give me a thing of lighter fluid and a lighter. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, burn your face up, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's the only thing.
Because it's that perfect shape. To where the flame ball comes right up
and
at your face.
It got me.
You don't want that.
It got me, man.
It's your beard singed off.
It's crazy that tomorrow is Christmas Eve. I was like,
yeah.
Going by, what is 2025 in a rush for?
I don't know. It has been fast.
Is something good going on in 2026?
I don't know. 2025 was pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I know all our sports teams didn't do what we wanted them to do. The Braves had, you know. Just about as bad of a year as you could.
Yeah.
Falcons are, you know, probably going to have to move on from the regime. The Hawks are 15-15. Hey, Georgia's good.
Yeah.
And Georgia Tech had a nice year.
They did.
So there's some positives.
Georgia's basketball is doing good.
Is that right?
Both men's and women. Both are doing really good.
Love that.
Georgia Tech basketball, I'm assuming it's not good. Yeah, I don't know. It ain't March yet.
Yeah. College basketball, I'll be honest with you, it's a little bit. Yeah, like, I see the highlights and stuff when they put them on SportsCenter, but it's not fully on the radar yet.
Yeah.
Radar has shrunk, man. I'll be honest with you. My radar used to be way out here.
It did.
And I was watching all of it. And now I'm trying to teach a two-year-old how to poop. So radar shrunk up a little bit.
Priorities. You
know? Well, he knows how to poop. I'm trying to get him to poop in specific places.
Yeah.
Toilets.
Priorities.
Mostly toilets.
Priorities, my boy.
Yeah.
Priorities, my boy.
I'll shift you.
But yeah, I mean, and, you know, we just talk about the Falcons and everything. I'm not saying I was wrong because I didn't say Phillip Rivers couldn't play. I was worried about Phillip getting hurt. Phillip played really good last night.
Yeah, he did.
He played really, really good last night.
He's got limitations. Obviously, as a 44-year-old.
Yeah,
but
deep ball.
Yeah, no, there was like, you know, the first 2.5 quarters.
He was good.
He looked really good.
Yeah.
You know, and then 49ers defense played a little bit better. 49ers offense played great, man. Purdy was dealing. I don't know. Look out for the 49ers.
Man, like, is Kyle Shanahan the coach of the year?
He is definitely in the mix.
Yeah.
I think there's...
Considering everything they lost?
I know. I think, you know, like you probably weigh that, right? I mean, you have to put that into it. I think Jim Harbaugh should be in consideration for Coach of the Year.
Lost a lot.
Same type of situation, although at least they've had their quarterback for the most part.
Right.
But definitely I would put... I mean, Liam Cohen in his first year, 11-4 in Jacksonville.
Nobody saw that.
You got to put him in the mix. I think probably Vrabel will win it, though, right?
No. I think Liam Cohen will win for Vrabel, probably.
Maybe.
You think
I don't know. Vrabel got a second-year quarterback, and they're going to be 13-4.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They might be the number one seed in the AFC.
It's a hell of a job he's done.
Now, but everybody knew he could coach, because that's always a part of it, right? Like, it has to be a surprise in order for someone to win an award, even though the coach of the year is often the guy who you knew was the best coach as well.
Right.
Like, you know, like Kirby could be the coach of the year in the SEC this year, but he won't be because everybody knows that he can do that, even though it might be, you know, one of the best coaching jobs he's done. Yeah, no, those are good options in the AFC. I don't know. I'm looking. I mean, Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Mike McDonald
in Seattle. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really good coaching jobs being done this year for sure.
It's unbelievable when you look at it because Baltimore, we talk with them the standard and everything like that. If Pittsburgh beats Cleveland this weekend, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
And the scenario where Pat, Lamar, and Joe Burrow are all out of the playoffs at the same time.
Yeah.
And then you look at all this fresh blood and everything, which is still, I still think the veteran quarterbacks that get it done, like Staff and Jalen and things like that. But, I mean, you can't count out damn Drake May. I mean, the only thing about them is their defense is suspect a little. But, I mean, this dude is just dealing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think there's – it's interesting in the AFC as the playoff picture goes, just because you're right. Like all the mainstays are out. If Baltimore gets in, they're not the same. No. Like Lamar is hobbled. He's not the same guy right now. Nobody's worried about the Steelers. Even if they win that division, nobody's worried about that team. It's a great opportunity for Josh Allen with all those people in front of him not being there. And the thing about the Patriots, like you said, yeah, their defense is a little suspect. Also, they just haven't done it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's there's a reason why it's not very often you see second-year quarterbacks go on runs like that.
Right.
You know? So it's a great, great chance for the Bills.
Yeah. I mean, this is his time. I mean, if you talk about Josh Allen, this is, you know, and I, a few years ago you said, you know, as long as you got Josh Allen, the window doesn't close. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is this chance right here.
But that's why when you have a guy like that, you just try to keep enough around him because you never know what's going to happen. Nobody knew Kansas City was going to fall off a cliff this year.
No.
You don't know that Lamar's going to get hurt. You don't. I mean, the Bengals is predictable because they're the Bengals, but you know what I mean? Like, that's why you just keep getting a seat at the table.
Yeah.
And eventually you hope it breaks your way.
Especially when you got, like you said, one of those guys. And that's the thing with the whole, with Kansas City, you got one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be fine. You know, obviously this iteration of the team is going to be different because of age and everything like that. But you got that guy. And this dude could play another 15 years. Not at the level, but at a high damn level. So as long as you got one of them dudes, you got opportunities to, like I said, if something like this does happen to you. Because the thing with the NFL, college football football in general at the highest level is health. Like your main dude staying healthy, especially the quarterback position.
Yep.
And if you can find a way to do that, now other stuff has to go right, no doubt about that. But as long as you got one of them dudes, it seems like you always got a shot.
Yeah, if you have a good quarterback and relative health, you can go on a run. And it's, we always talk about continuity in football and wanting to keep, you know, you want your coach and your GM and your quarterback. The only way that happens is if the quarterback's good.
Yes.
Like that's what continuity is. It's having the right quarterback and winning football games with them. That's all it is. Like you can't, and I know the Falcons have tried over the last handful of years to be like, we value continuity. We want to keep things the same. Well, you can't just fabricate it.
No.
You have to have you had continuity when you had Matt Ryan because you had a quarterback who could win you football games. And then he got older and things haven't been
the same.
Contiguous or whatever you call it. There hadn't been continuity since Matt Ryan aged out and you screwed that up. It's not complicated. It's hard because identifying the right guy, but it's not complicated.
Correct.
You have to get the right quarterback and then you're good.
Yeah. And that's crazy because it's like you try so hard to get that guy.
Yeah.
Because they just don't grow on trees. Like,
now you can be the Bengals and still screw it up.
Yeah, but yet you still have that guy who, as screwed up as they are, he can overcome that sometimes for the most part. Like the biggest thing with Joe Burrow, like they will win games. He's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's his biggest thing is that he's hurt. If Joe Burrow is healthy for 17, they're going to be right there because he's just that good of a dude. He's just that special of a guy, and they have that special of an offense as far as the receiver.
We'd really just kind of to bring it back around to home is like, I know there's a lot of conversation about what the Falcons might do in the offseason, and understandably, like they're, you know, they need to be asking those questions. But none of it really matters if the quarterback position's the same as it's been for the last 5 years.
True.
I mean, maybe Penix will be healthy.
Maybe.
Maybe Penix is good. We don't know.
We don't.
But, you know, if he isn't, then whoever the next people are going to face the same situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can have great genius. Not there's no such thing, but like great coaches. If Penix comes back and isn't good, then you're going to be 7-10 again.
You're screwed.
Yeah, I don't know. Yep. All right. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So D has been playing well, I guess, the last 4 weeks, I guess it's been. I'm not real sure, but he's been pretty consistent throughout the year, taking over for Billy when Billy had the season ending injury. So he's been out there, and that's kind of normal. That is what it is, right? That's D playing well. D doing some really good things. And at the corner position, Mike Hughes just went down last week, and you know, we'll see where he is this week and what he's going to be able to do. But I really like the competes of Kobe Bryant going out there last week playing against a real Hall of Famer on the football field, not just in the journalism world. And watched him play against Mike Evans, and then having a chance to get CJ out there yesterday to go make some big time plays for a huge play. At the end, and what he's been able to show throughout the course of this season, you know, on the practice field, whether he's been on practice or he's been on the roster, has been a lot of fun. So, like, you know, those guys, man, I got a lot of faith and a lot of confidence in them.
All right. So there was a lot. I don't know. There was some inside jokes in there, I think, between Raheem and D-Led that I didn't understand exactly what was being joked about, but it's all right. We make jokes here that maybe not everybody gets to. He was talking about the secondary.
Yeah.
Some of the guys are hurt.
Yeah, I mean,
Kobe Bryant's playing pretty good.
He's good, man. He's playing himself into another opportunity. He's playing himself into consideration. Like, hey, man, whoever comes in here, or if it's the same regime, like, we got to get some more looks at this young guy, man, because you know he has one thing that Kobe is very confident young man. You have to be like that to be out there on that edge, and you know he competes for the ball. He's a willing tackler. Ain't the best tackler, but he will. Yeah, he'll try to come up and make some noise and all those different things like that. So yeah, at this time of year, this is when you get an opportunity to see the young fellas and things like that. Remember being my last year in St. Louis, I was like, okay, they're like, where are we going to get? We want to get some looks at some of the younger tight ends. I was like, no.
Why?
It's like there's still some incentives in this thing. I know we're 1-13.
Yeah. But no. That doesn't say anything about that.
They don't say anything about that. I need
1,000 yards or 800 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I need 3 more catches and a touchdown, bro. So I can get this bread. They don't give it
to me. Those guys aren't getting that.
Yeah, they're not getting that. It's like, the damn sure said no. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good. No. But yeah, I mean, it's been pretty fun to see him out there. I mean, obviously, you know, learning opportunity against Mike Evans. I thought he played better last week. He had great coverage on that first touchdown.
He did.
Wasn't his fault.
It was just a fluke
unlucky.
Ass play. It was a fluke ass play.
He thought he made a great play. Got up. They're celebrating, dapping up, all that. Yeah. And then replay turns out that it never touched the ground.
It was a fluke ass play.
If you're going to put any stock into playing hard when the season's over, which maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I mean, they'll put a little stock into it. I don't know how much stock. Hopefully not that much. But this one on Monday is going to be the one that you really want to focus on.
Yeah.
Because the Rams need to win.
The Rams need to
They're
win.
They're a very game. Good team,
yes.
And they're playing for playoff seeding. They're still playing for the number one seed, all that stuff. The Cardinals aren't good. Like other teams you've played over the last month or so.
Right.
Same thing with Tampa, though. Tampa was playing for their playoff lives, and you were able to beat them. The Rams are a very different beast than Tampa is.
Say that one more time.
Yeah. So,
they're different.
But if you can, you know, again, I don't expect it to go great. But if you can show up and play well and maybe, who knows, maybe sneak one against them, that would be an impressive win.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you said, this is where you're talking about. We'll talk more about the game last night. But, I mean, everything's bunched right there. I mean, the 49ers control their own destiny. They win the last two games. I think they're in.
Do you realize that if they win the final two, both at home, they would then have the number one seed bye, so home game. Win that home game NFC Championship,
And
then the Super Bowl's in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
So they could, if they win 5 games in a row,
they'll
be Super Bowl champs and not leave the state of California.
Yeah.
Or not even leave home.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. It's one of those things, especially when you're talking about, you know, 3 teams from the same division, you know, that I think the 49ers play Seattle one more time. I think it's the end of the year that they play Seattle. And I mean, that could be.
Yes. That's right. I mean, at San Francisco.
Yeah. So obviously, that could be the deciding factor if somebody wins who gets the number one seed in the NFC, because there are no double buys anymore. You want that number one seed. And so that could be a situation where, again, they're coming in talking about the Rams. They're playing for that. They're playing for that seed because they still have an opportunity to get the number one seed in L.A. So they're trying their best to see if they can find a way to win this game and have everybody come out to L.A. But they got to beat the Falcons, you know. And what were we looking at?
I'm just looking at the final two games for all three of those teams. San Francisco's got the Bears and the Seahawks.
Yes.
Now, luckily, both at home.
Right.
The Seahawks had San Francisco, and they've got the Panthers. Okay. At the Panthers, though.
Okay.
So they got to go all the way out there.
The Panthers are going to be playing for something.
Oh, yeah. But then the Rams have the Falcons and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That's favorable.
That's very favorable.
Cardinals are at home.
Yes, very, very favorable for them to be. But they got to win this game. They're going to come here guns a blazes.
Monday Night Football.
They're a damn good football team whose quarterback's probably going to win MVP. They have one, in my opinion, top 10 players. And I think that's what Puka Nacua is. He's freaking amazing. And they have a coach who is just innovative as they come, man. I know they talk about bringing the 11 personnel over. He was able to shift away from that into something else. This dude, Sean McVay, is the ultimate innovative coach because he switches everything up. Because we had this personnel, so that's why we ran it like this. Well, we got this personnel, so we're going to run it like this. We got this personnel, so we're going to do it like this. We got this quarterback that does this.
Which is brilliant. What you should do.
Which is brilliant.
Right? It is brilliant, but also, shouldn't you fit what you do to what your people can do?
You would think so, right?
Yeah. You try to fit your people to what you want to do, then it's like, well, but that guy can't do that.
Right.
You keep asking him to.
You would think so, right?
And it's not great, but yeah. I mean, obviously it's more complicated than what I'm making it,
no,
but
it actually isn't.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it isn't.
No, it actually isn't.
I think sometimes we give a lot of credit to you. So, well, it must be really complicated.
No.
No, just ask the guys these world-class athletes to do the things that they do the best.
And let them do it.
Over and over again.
And let them do it.
Yeah, and then maybe you'll win a bunch of games. That's what he's done.
Yeah.
All right, here's Kirby Smart talking about getting ready for their playoff game.
We're focused on this team. I think it would be, you know, remiss to say that we're focused on roster management. We're not focused on it. We're focused on, you know, prep and getting better. And for a while, it's been like intrinsically looking at ourselves and asking each player, did you come here to develop? Did you truly come here to develop? Because if you did, all your buddies are out there right now. Everybody's, you know, announcing what they're doing. I'm announcing that I'm going in the portal. I'm announcing that I'm resigning. How about you announce that you're getting better?
I love it. I love it so much. I know he turned 50 today, right? Rusty was telling us that.
Happy birthday, brother.
He's getting grumpy, too.
He's getting grumpy.
Yeah, he's getting grumpy about this stuff.
Because all Kirby wants to do is coach football.
Yep.
He don't have to deal with all this other stuff.
Yeah, but he's like, grumpy about the right stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
But like, I like it.
And he's so
because I'm grumpy about
so
it, too.
He's so hands-on. He's one of the rare coaches in this league, in this level, without a general manager and all that other stuff.
Right.
He handles, he deals with all that stuff. But he just wants to play and coach football,
Can
man.
You imagine the conversation that would happen behind closed doors if one of these guys on his team posted one of those little, you know, what do they call them?
Resigning,
graphics.
He would have an attitude.
Oh, man.
He would have an attitude.
He might not be resigned at that point.
He would have an attitude. Yeah. But you got to get ready for Ole Miss. I mean, this is an exposure offense. Now, the thing with this is because everybody knew they were going to beat Tulane, you had a lot of time to play. You had a lot of time to prep for them and everything like that. And, you know, going down to New Orleans, and we understand the tragedy that happened last year down in New Orleans with his pops and everything like that. So that's weighing heavy on him. But, you know, Ole Miss is a damn good football team. I know they don't have Lane Kiffin and everything, but Charlie Weiss Jr. is a damn capable offensive coordinator. And you got Trinidad Chandler, who I didn't realize he might have to get a waiver to play next year because I think he might be out of eligibility.
Oh, because he played too many years at Ferris State.
So it might be a possibility that he's going to have to get a waiver or whatever. I mean, they got one of the best runners in America. They got big-time receivers. Yep. I mean – they could play. And I told you, I rewatched the game on Saturday, the game they had against them. Georgia ran the hell out of the football. They were able to run the football. They made big plays in the pass game. We obviously know Lawson got off three touchdowns. And then Georgia got stops when they needed. Because at the first three quarters, they couldn't do nothing with Ole Miss. Couldn't do nothing with them. And so they were able to get those stops. And, you know, you went on and progressed from there. And that defense just got better and better from that moment of that fourth quarter-ish against Ole Miss.
Yeah, whatever happened then, like whatever the thing was that happened, and you probably could tell me better than anyone, that changed everything for Georgia's defense.
Yeah.
Like whatever they started doing or whatever, whatever they figured out.
Started playing better.
Right.
Started covering better.
Covering better for sure.
Yeah.
Like making the quarterback more uncomfortable. All the things that they started doing in that fourth quarter because they were down going into the fourth quarter of that football game.
Mm.
Yeah. And they outscored them 17-0 in the fourth. And that's one of the things, one of the hallmarks of Georgia this year was finishing really strong, whether it was second half or fourth quarter or whatever. The defense has been one of the best defenses in the country since then.
Mm-hmm.
They were not.
Yeah.
Like, they were genuinely a problem leading into that fourth quarter against Ole Miss. They've been incredible since then.
You think about it. Ellis was covering. Like, Ellis got the early pass interference in the end zone and everything. He's been playing a lot better since then. Obviously, we love Everett, but, I mean, the dude just caught a hitch. And you take a bad angle, he takes 75 yards. I mean, everything's got better. The pass rush has also definitely got
that's
a lot
huge
better.
Part of it.
Got a lot better. And I think that's the biggest thing about this defense has been where they are is because they're able to pressure the pass.
And you can't run on them. It's really hard to run on Georgia's defense.
Yeah.
And as the season has gone on, again, early that wasn't true, but they've gotten better. Obviously, -3 against Alabama in the SEC championship game is going to help pad the stats a little bit. Alabama also can't run on anybody, so I think there's kind of two things factoring in there. But Georgia slowly but surely has gotten their run defense back to the level where it was when they were winning national championship. Got to be a top 10 run defense.
Yes.
So that's one of the true through lines, one of the stats that tells when Kirby's defenses are where he wants them to be, that's where it is. And they've gotten there.
Yeah.
Also, Georgia can run on everyone.
They've been running the hell out the ball, man. Hey, Sports Radio 929 The Game is your home for live football action this holiday season. Join us tonight following the Hawks game for the Frisco Bowl between UNLV and Ohio.
Hey,
it's
Dan,
all brought to you by Georgia Department of Juvenile Justice. Get hired today.
Mullen. Dan Mullen.
Yes. Apply at djj.georgia.gov. The holiday season football with the Frisco Bowl tonight following the Hawks game.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Dan Mullen, did a damn good job, man.
Shout out to Washington State. They won the Idaho Potato Bowl yesterday.
They did just win.
They beat the hell out of them. They put up like 700 yards.
Yeah. Probably.
Which they're fired up about their new coaching staff because they weren't putting up numbers like that with the old guy who's now where? Iowa State?
Yeah.
Anyway, winning season for the Cougs. Well done. All right. We will, I don't know what we're going to do next. Who knows? It's the holiday season. We're going to figure it out together. It's going to be fun. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My bad. I left a mic on. This don't sound nothing Christmassy, dog.
Huh?
What is Christmassy about this?
What? It's like got little jingle bells in the back a little bit.
The first part was kind of jingle belly.
Whoa, my goodness.
Almost, like a little bit.
Hold on.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't hear that.
Ripped this from Yo Gotti's Christmas album.
It almost.
This is Yo Gotti?
It almost is like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You know what I mean? Because it's just all instrumental stuff. And
okay.
But I didn't know if maybe Bo was like. Because we don't go super hard on the Christmas stuff until Christmas Eve, and we'll do that tomorrow. We'll play all our favorite Christmas songs tomorrow. But maybe he was like slowly transitioning there.
Gotcha.
You know, it's like a trap instrumental on Jingle Bells or something like that. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, okay.
I guess not.
Yeah.
If that exists, I must have it.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
It's some trap.
Yeah, yeah. Just look on YouTube, trap Christmas songs.
The one thing you're going to play tomorrow is that damn DMX song, which is just like, that's like... like nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, you don't like it?
Wow.
The Rudolph the
really?
Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No.
What?
I do not like DMX Rudolph singing that song.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer,
what? It's
the only DMX yeah. track that does not have one curse word in it.
And he goes a cappella. He's doing the beat himself. No. Like, that man is...
Randy, that one was going to kick off the noon hour tomorrow.
I believe that. And you're still going to play it.
Well, not if you don't like it.
I would never tell you not to play something because I don't like it.
Why not?
Why not?
Because this is Christmas. Bo likes it. You like it. I'm sure everybody out there likes it.
How come you don't?
Because it's DMX, man. All right? I hold him in a different tough guy. Like, he's on my tough.
Okay.
He's on my tough street.
Got it.
All right?
Got it.
So are Run DMC not as tough because they sing Christmas in Hollis?
No, because that's a classic.
No.
They're also not as tough as DMX.
But like, you're true.
No offense. They're doing fine.
What about Lil Jon and the Kool-Aid Man?
Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. I mean, I don't know if Run DMC had anything quite going like that. Like,
you know, okay.
He's got Rottweilers on chains. You know what I mean? That was not. Everybody's got their own different thing. There's very few that are in that
level.
In that level. Okay, I understand. That explanation makes sense. Because
yeah.
like normally when you have an opinion that's off of the beaten path with the group,
which I.
Often happens.
Yeah.
There's usually a good explanation for it. And there it was. There it was. Okay. Because I know it's not you just like don't like the song. No, it's just the DMX
yeah,
got it. Okay.
Man. It's just him, man. Right, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't believe DMX celebrate Christmas.
Bro, I've never heard Rudolph go so hard though when DMX sings Rudolph.
Is celebrating Christmas like not hard?
I didn't say that. I just don't believe
DMX will have you think of Rudolph coming through the chimney.
It could be, you know what I mean? Like he could be the reason, like he'll explain like Rudolph on that snout. That's why his nose.
That's why
red.
The nose is red.
That's why the nose red. Yeah. Rudolph on that snout.
Here's the real story why his nose is red.
That's why his nose red, because he on that snout.
That's why he was so good at seeing through the fog.
Hell yeah.
He was really he was focused.
Yeah, it could be, man. I'm just saying.
It could be.
It could be, you know.
I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, that's all right.
Okay. That is good information. That is good information to have. But yeah, we'll do some Christmas stuff tomorrow. Christmas Eve.
Okay, dude, I got my first ever Christmas sweater.
Oh, and 12 middays of Christmas tomorrow too.
I got my first Christmas sweater yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's the pinky one. I got the but it's like I thought it was like a shirt that I wear on Christmas, a long sleeve like this regular shirt. No, it's a sweater. I burn the hell up in the house wearing that. Like there's no way I can.
Oh,
that
I see it. Okay,
yeah,
cool. That looks nice.
Yeah, I can't wait to work though. I was gonna wait to work tomorrow. I was like, yeah.
Well, I mean, no one will be here.
I know, but still.
It's that one with?
Yeah,
I can't even say what it says on it.
No, you can't say. It. But yeah,
but it's just gonna be us. I think you could probably get away with
it. No, I don't. Yeah, but it ain't gonna be as a Comedy Square. You know what I'm saying?
True. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
I just wear it to the house.
Fair enough. No, those Christmas sweaters can be very hot. That was my issue at my Christmas party a couple Fridays ago because my mom.
You were sweating bullets.
I sweat my ass off.
Yeah, I know you were.
My mom brought that really nice sweater back from Scandinavia when she came back, and it was a Scandinavian Christmas, so I figure I might as well wear it. That thing was real
woolly.
Wool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They don't treat their wool the same over there or something like that because that was itchy. I had to be on the porch a lot just to try to keep my cool.
I'll be with you every single day, so I already know.
Oh, yeah, I'm a sweaty guy.
Yeah, I already know. Yeah, I'll be with you every day, so I know your ass is sweating bullets in that damn sweater.
Thank you for not talking very often about how sweaty I get in here.
You tell people enough.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you tell people.
I'm trying out new deodorants now.
Why?
I don't know. I'm trying to keep this thing under control,
man. It ain't
man.
Musk or nothing. You're sweaty.
Yeah, no, I don't smell bad.
Right.
I'm not a smelly person. The antiperspirants give me like a little bit of irritation, so I don't like that. I don't need armpit irritation.
Hey, I'm telling you, Old Spice, aluminum free, but just deodorant.
Okay,
it's not antiperspirant, and actually, dude, it works better than any antiperspirant I've ever used.
Keeps you from sweating.
Yeah,
please stop saying antiperspirants, please.
Why?
What are you
again?
To say?
Something else?
Sweat stopper.
Just say deodorant.
Well, because it's different though.
Yeah, it's different.
There's deodorant and there's antiperspirant.
Where is it in different sections of the grocery store or the section?
No.
Okay,
but,
then.
But I can't get antiperspirant because it makes my armpits feel weird.
Okay.
If I wear it, then I get like a little red. My skin turns red. I don't know if it's the aluminum or whatever. And I tried every once in a while. I get like I'll be at the store myself, you know, shopping, and like my Pacific Northwest takes over,
right.
And I'm like, let me get this one. It's all natural,
right.
You know. Let me try that. Oh, that's organic. Let me do that. That'll be good. That'll be good for me and the environment, and it'll be better for everybody. And then I wear it one time, and I smell by noon.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you need chemicals.
Why don't you use Degree? I use Degree.
All right.
I've always used
Degree. I never tried it.
Yeah, you never tried Degree?
I never tried
it. It's just some damn Degree.
No, I've been on mostly Speed Stick original scent.
Okay, Andy. Okay. This ain't nothing against people who use Speed Stick.
This stuff.
All right. I know which hand you use, because I was about to bring you the bar that I had. Yes, the green top speed stick, Andy.
The regular. That you get at the gas station.
That you get at the gas station needs to go the hell away. Andy, you got a job? We're number one. We've been number one for a while. All right, so we get.
I know, but that's what I did, Randy. I bought the expensive deodorant.
No.
Dr. Squatch deodorant, and it doesn't work.
Get your ass something else. That right there, you can get that. They put that in the black bag gas station speed stick.
No, I know.
Bunk.
That's why I like it. Bunk, you can get it anywhere.
Bunk, do better, man.
What's wrong with it?
Do better, dog.
I'm like, I don't think that's why I'm sweating. Maybe
better.
It is.
Do better, dog.
Maybe it is.
Do better.
But what's I don't
do better, dog. All right, you got a job, a nice job. You got the fence, car paid off, dog, kids in school, and a wonderful,
you know,
lovely
it's
wife.
It's not a financial decision. I just kind of like it.
Again. There's some things you got to get out of.
All right. All right? Yeah, no, you're probably right about that.
Yeah, there's some things you got. Like, there's some things you won't give up. There's some things I won't give up, because I got all those things, too. Yeah. Like, I won't give up the Bush.
Yeah, you're drinking Bush Light.
I would never give that up. All right, I won't give that up.
And I would never tell you to do better.
But you give up the damn speed stick.
All right. Well, if the other one's going to help.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what?
This is some Degree.
So this is something I've been talking about with people over the last couple of weeks. I just will bring it up because I want to see what other people have to say. That's good. That's good input. Bubby Love was telling me, because he's engineering a lot of our events.
Yes, love Bub.
Bubby Love. One of the nicest guys in the world. Love Never Bub. Had a bad day.
Love.
He was engineering the broadcast from Twin Peaks and Kennesaw on Friday.
Yeah.
And he was recommending, he even had it with him. He was recommending some, it might have been Degree, but it was like a spray. He was like, I use this and it goes great.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and it's got all kinds of different flavors.
I was like, what, licking your armpit?
Well, I think he meant scents, but he said flavors, which was hilarious. And I was like, all right, that's good. He's like, yeah, next time you're in there, check it out. And you know, Bubby, like, he's sincere about it. He's like, yeah. No, I love it. I'll show you. I got it in the car. I'll be right back. This right here. I'm telling you, next time you go in there, you do it. Dude. It'll work for you. He's like, all right, Bubby.
All right, man. Get you some, I just need you, like, I have that deodorant. I do. But it's like in the car, in the glove.
That's my car deodorant. That's emergency.
Yeah,
it's true.
And it's so bad right now, Bunk. It's it's dissolving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't put it on now because it would flop all over the
place. Yeah, yeah. No, honestly, that's why I have it, is because I went to that other stuff, which was not cheap.
Yeah.
Like, the organic stuff that I tried out was not cheap. And it smells good. It just doesn't last very long because it doesn't have the right chemicals in it. You know, you got to have that good, you know, some sort of petroleum something or other so you can so you can smell good for 48 hours. That's a wild one, too. It's like 72-hour protection.
I don't need it that long.
I mean, I'm going to shower.
That's the thing about it. When
in the next
when
3 days.
Like that, like 73.
Who's that for?
I don't know. But I tell you, the funny
thing. Who's lazy not showering for three days?
I'll tell you about your nephew. Right? He, right?
I hear that's very popular amongst his age.
Yeah,
right
he's
now.
A cologne guy, yeah. And I got no problem. Whatever, dude. I just try to teach him the appropriate amount to put on. And sometimes, like, I can smell him coming down the stairs. I was like, all right, my boy. All right.
Is it the same stuff that we used to have, or is it like a new?
And that was going to be my question to you. When did cologne, my father-in-law, he lives in the Philippines and everything. We get him a Christmas basket and send it over there every mm-hmm. year. And so his cologne, his go-to is CK1.
Okay.
All right.
That was hot now, when I was in sixth grade.
But that's what I'm saying. Why does it smell, are nostrils different?
No, it's marketing.
Is it marketing?
Yeah, it's just
because
marketing.
I remember we used to wear like
CK1 was
CK1 was the one that in cool water
and Polo
and
Dracar,
huh?
Dracar. The Polo. What was the Polo one?
Polo Sport.
It was in the blue.
There
bottle.
Was a regular green bottle Polo too. That's
but that's
good.
What I'm like, because he got all this new stuff. I'm like, you know, whatever you want, you know, we'll figure that out. But I was thinking, I was like, why is Curve and everything? Because that was the joint. You remember it came in a little tin, little cup,
mm-hmm.
like thing. I'm like, why is that not the same as it is now?
It would smell the same.
Yeah.
It's just marketing. But now they're getting them with something different.
Yeah.
Because the tin thing, you remember that,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Little,
and we all remember the CK1 commercials. Those were absurd.
Yeah. Marky Mark.
That one. And then just all the Calvin Klein commercials was just like these like super skinny, need a sandwich models.
Yes.
Laying around, like half having sex. It's like your mom wants to change the channel when it comes on during the basketball game.
But yeah, but that's why I was like, I never thought.
Maybe she doesn't.
But yeah, I'm like, damn, boy, you're smelling good, huh? Yeah, you're smelling.
Yeah. And that was like, he's middle school age, right? Like that's when it was really big in my group of friends also. By high school, I was kind
of
not.
I was out of it. Yeah.
And then that's how I knew. That's how I knew it was in my mid-20s. I was dating a girl, and we've been dating for like a couple years. She got me a cologne sampler set. So it was like 10 samples, and then there's a gift card. You could get it, which whatever one you like the best.
She didn't like you too much.
Well, she didn't know me. I was like, oh, she doesn't know me. That was,
hold on, she got you a sampler?
It was like oh,
in the
she
middle
didn't,
of like Walgreens sampler?
I don't know, something like that. It was like a nice company. It was like Michael Kors or something like that. But it was like, you know, 10 little vials, and you can try them out. And then you write down like a score, and then at the end, you go take the card in, and they give you a full bottle of whatever one you like the best, which is a nice gift if someone likes cologne. But I never wore cologne. Maybe she was telling me I didn't smell good.
That could have been.
Possibly.
It.
Or no, my response was just, oh, she didn't know what to get me.
Right.
We've been dating for like a couple Christmases. This is the same girl that got me a towel warmer for my bathroom. I was like, oh, she doesn't. This sucks. Like we haven't made a connection. I haven't made clear to her what kind of person I am.
I bought my
wife. Probably ought to break up.
I bought my wife the towel warmer. It was like it was last Christmas.
Yeah, but that's something that she would like.
Right.
I don't want that.
Oh.
24-year-old me is not interested in that. I don't care if my towel's cold or warm or whatever. It's like, what is happening here? It's like, these gifts could be for anyone. These are just blind
you
guesses.
You had to break up hurting you.
She broke up with me, but it was all right. It was fine. We got there. But yeah, it was a good indicator that that's what needed to happen.
Right.
Because I'm buying her like very specific, like thoughtful, you know, oh, this is what she's into. This is what she has coming up in her life, like kind of gifts.
Right.
And she's getting me cologne samplers.
Dude.
Like, I need to find somebody who
cologne
pays attention.
Cologne samplers, you can get that at the grocery store and at the Walgreens. You got to move that white diamond out the way.
Yeah. You can get that while you're waiting in line at TJ Maxx.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In that little line over there where Miss Louise holding up the damn line, talking to all her damn badass grandkids.
That's the gift you get for, oh, man, we forgot to get your new brother-in-law something.
Yes.
I don't know what he likes.
Yes.
I'll get him a cologne sampler.
Yes.
But this is the person I've been dating for 2 years.
Yeah. Did she know that?
That was a pretty good indicator.
Did she know that?
Did she know what?
Y'all were dating for 2 years.
Yeah, she's getting me Christmas gifts.
It's certain Christmas gifts, like for someone that you have an endearing feeling toward.
Oh, yeah. No,
samples ain't one of them, bro.
No, we were, I know. No, trust me. Trust me. This was a good wake-up sign.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I'm pretty sure she knew. I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, samplers like that.
Maybe she was dating other people, too.
That's what I'm saying. Samplers, you can buy those in multiples.
True.
So maybe she bought three
Maybe
of
she
them.
Got a good discount. Maybe. Anyway, it all worked out.
It all worked out.
Yeah, it all worked out.
It all worked out.
I carried it around for a while, too. I had it. I was like, I don't know. Maybe it costs money. And then I think I gave it to a friend that liked cologne. And I was like, when you find the one you like the best, you just take the gift card to the store, and they'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I think I gave it to Jackson. I think I re-gifted it to him.
And how many did he? Oh, you know.
He's a cologne guy.
He's a cologne guy.
Yeah.
Heavy cologne guy?
He's sensible.
Yeah. I've been to colognes for years. So that's why I'm not the one to talk to what is a good cologne or not. Definitely not that guy. Definitely not that guy.
No.
I'm just always amused by the hand sprayer, Pat in Touch.
What do you do? You missed it and walked through?
I would do the wrist, rub, neck.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, because I didn't want it on my hands. Because I don't like the, because we're not going to call it. You shake folks' hand and you smell like them all day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't want that. Wrist, neck. I don't know, you kind of sound like a cologne guy.
Yeah,
that's
wrist, pat.
Yeah, that's savvy.
Man, I wish somebody had told me that long time ago.
Yeah, you're just spraying it on until it's T-shirts.
One of my German friends taught me that when I was a kid.
That's nice.
Yeah, one of my German friends taught me that when I was a kid.
Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe 2026, midday show becomes cologne, guys.
Maybe. No.
No? All right. I'll just try to get nicer deodorant. See? Who knew what was going to happen? That was 15 minutes of good, solid
Snoop
Christmas
got paid
fun.
By Cool Water to mention Cool Water and Lottie Dottie?
No, but I bet he got a lot of free Cool Water afterwards.
Oh, I bet he didn't have to pay for it.
The only thing about Cool Water was the ultimate, you funky as hell, and you spray that on you.
That was Friday night. Blue bottle? Bro, I went Cool Water after that song and never turned back.
Man, please. That was the only thing about living in where we lived at was that them brothers, especially them the plus size guys.
People would always use it to try to mask the weed smell, too.
Yeah.
It was like, you're not fooling anybody. We smell it. It just smells like weed and Cool Water. That's what it smells like. All right, we'll come back. We'll get you an NFL no huddle. Kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.